Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Mrs. Kelly, written by Grant Lee Keyser and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. By 1831, as Ireland seethes with dissent, James Quinn and his wife Mary are raising four children as best they can amid the food shortages. A prominent agitator named Honest Pat Laylor, with his four-year-old son Peter by his side, speaks passionately at a series of rallies against tithes, which Irish Catholics, already burdened by increasing poverty, are being forced to pay in support of the British-backed Protestant Church of Ireland. Masses turn to crime, knowing that transportation, banishment to the British penal colonies in New South Wales and Van Diemen's Land would at least see them fed, even if they arrived in chains on the other side of the world. For the next 80 years following the First Fleet of 1788, the British transport more than 160,000 convicts to the Australian colonies. And, starting with the first shipment out of Kingstown, near Dublin, in 1791, almost a quarter of them will be Irish. This is the world Ellen Quinn enters, wrinkled and screaming, near the town of Ballymena, 18 miles, 29 kilometres, from the Giant's Causeway in 1832. She is the fifth child in a Catholic family surviving on the solitary wage of a farm labourer and a diet of oatmeal, potatoes, and the luxury of fish that many children further away from the ocean never see. Her family call her Little Nell, and she grows up free-spirited and bold. An old friend will recall. Some said there was a wild strain in her. She loved to be free and hated restraint. She was sent to school but was often missing from her class when she would roam over the bogs or in the woods after birds' nests or wild berries. She would tear her clothes hiding in some hedge when she saw someone she feared would inform on her playing the truant. But when in school, there was one subject that claimed her attention. That was when the old schoolmaster told them stories about Australia, of the great country where the lawbreakers of the old land were sent, of the number of people sent to Botany Bay, of the sufferings and cruelty that was imposed on the convicts in Van Diemen's Land.